ERP is passé. Embrace. EPP. Effort per person. This day in history. November 19, 1969. Brazilian football legend Pelé scored his 1,000th goal of his professional career. Corporate mom. Corporate management orbiter mission. Copyright. Corporate mom. Corporate management orbiter mission.
Number 1. Capability of humankind. Individual unleashing of energy and getting credit for it is a new form of capitalism. In art, literature, music, and sports, individuals gain renown, not the corporate entity that promotes them. Be it a sports club or an opera house, Mark Benioff's calls for a new form of capitalism are timely. As a hierarchical one-man call center model, a model where the delegation of authority doesn't exist and no longer works. This is an extract from my book, Corporate Mom. Number 2. Metaphysics. Immanuel Kant, 1724-1805, 300 years, the anniversary must be here at any moment, raised the question of whether a science of metaphysics with a logical structure like that of the well-established mathematical and natural sciences was possible. Corporate mom has made it possible. While deriving a principle for the science of metaphysics, I found physics playing a major role in our establishing a logical structure like that of the well-established mathematical and natural sciences. The instant we say mathematically derived, we are in the tangible domain, whereas metaphysical concept emanates from an unknown. The critical aspect of transformation from an unknown domain to a substance of quality, which is tangible, that is quantifiable, is by the law of physics. From the unknown domain, we can perceive the most powerful force that has brought about the Big Bang and our own known universe. That singular force is brought to our human system as intangible. Our human capability is not measurable, as good as what the universe has. That is our capability. Continuing with the metaphysics. The Brahma Sutra begins from the level of the known external feature, tangible and visible, and extends to the level of the known. Neti, neti, or na iti, na iti, not this, not this, is the rejection of whatever is known and perceived by the laws of physics. It is most difficult to know what was there before the Big Bang. After the Big Bang, the Large Hadron Collider experimented for the missing antimatter that was as many in numbers as the known matter in the universe. Human capability. Let us check on the human brain. Quote, David Eagleman, adjunct professor at Stanford University, talks of the sheer number of such connections, neurons and synapses in a single brain, existing in such density it bankrupts our language, that we have to invent new types of mathematics to even address this. Neuroscientists say a single brain has neuron synapses in numbers of as many atoms as there are in the universe. It is time we look for where antimatter is. That is the crux of the whole of the management operating system. A single brain filled with neurons and synapses. There is no need to look elsewhere for missing antimatter. Carl Sagan says we are made of star stuff. That is our human capability. Perhaps we are looking for antimatter in the wrong place. Accounting and accountability. Accounting is object-oriented, transactional, and quantitative. And object governance is used. Accountability is subject-oriented, non-transactional, and qualitative, and subject governance is warranted. We have been focusing only on object governance, ignoring the immense energy force each person has. IFRS mission statement says, the purpose of international accounting is to develop IFRS standards that bring transparency, accountability, and efficiency to financial markets around the world. Our work serves the public interest by fostering trust, growth, and long-term financial stability in the global economy. Number five, return on the intangible. Return on the intangible is an equation. When applied, corporate efforts will have a significant impact on the growth and reaching targets, for it encompasses the capability of every individual within an organization. Truly, return on the intangible is a capability model. The equation is as follows. Return on the intangible is equal to, in the numerator, action or inaction, and the denominator, the intangible. The denominator is common to all, be it a workman or a CEO. That means the value is 1. In the numerator, it is action or inaction. That is the return on the intangible. It throws out a binary value of 1 or 0. Similar to our computer system. Whereas our computer system deals with quantitative elements, return on the intangible deals with the equation of humankind. Return on the intangible, I observed, as you can refer to my previous article, Company SYS Governance Ratings. Now, only 12 process blocks. For quantitative elements, out of 200, whereas 188 are for the qualitative elements of management. In quantitative elements, say a product sale of maybe 1 million enables the accomplishment of an infinite succession of finite purposes by controlling each goal. Whereas in qualitative elements of 188 process blocks, the variables are under three categories: moral, economic, or hedonistic aspects of a single person. If a company has about 100K workforce, every one of them has to be measured. To do that, if you look at the SYS governance framework that has brought a team of only 5 members so that the span of control is limited. If there are 100K workforce in a company, there will be 20K teams competing with each other. This is inevitable if you look at what Pele had done at the age of 27. The 5 members are yoked together but perform independently. A football team has 11 members, whereas in a company there are as many 5-member teams. So what they do, every one of them, is by EPP, effort per person. The return on the intangible enables it. Number 6, valuation. It's a mistake of big investors valuing or accepting a valuation of a startup at an exorbitant valuation, saying we enter at $1.5 billion and exit at $6 billion with a mere fin DD. If investor assurance is warranted by the investors, they must pursue SYS governance due diligence for startups to other areas of investments, M&A and other things. Current valuation methods must be replaced by SYS governance performance valuation at each step of valuation. I am willing to sit with the investors to arrive at an SYS governance DD for Baiju's, as I have seen that Baiju's has shown keen interest in my posts. Please see the attached list which I have given next to it. And in SYS governance strategy plan 2030 could rebuild Baiju's as well as the investors getting an assurance. This exercise could be the change manager critical for the startups. I have addressed the issues in a post VC funding on LinkedIn as the link given on the next page. Also, have a look at Yaki Way of Knowledge for the guy to lead Baiju's. It's my concluding remark. Embrace EPP number 7, Strategy Plan 2030 System. What ails a corporate? The corporate is the one wing, society the other, government the main body. As the SOS plane is trying to fly but stuck on the tarmac. What ecosystem corporate is entangled with? What can the society do about it? What do the governments do to take off? The ecosystem corporate is faced with it is as age-old as Alexander the Great said. Colonization is more secure and profitable, and territory is gained by any means, justifying the conduct of men in charge. Governments are formed in the same pattern, in Genghis Khan style. Society wallows in misery and continues to be. These are the main poses in my mind. 2 compelling reasons to bring to society to be aware of the solutions I offer. 1, break the current ecosystem, what I call as the ego system. And 2, fuel the energy force for the SYS plane to take off. This is a book extract. EPP is the energy force needed to fuel the SYS plane to take off.